Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Bamitzia. We are up to Mishnah Hey. Mishaya Kassel Samach Leginas Chavero. If your wall is right next to someone else's garden, V'nafal, and the wall falls into the garden, V'amrila Paneh V'necha, and the guy who owns the garden says, get your wall out of here, get these rocks out of here, V'amrila Higiyucha, and you say, oh, it's okay, you can keep them, you know, they're valuable, you can have them. Ein Shomenlo. If the owner of the garden is not interested in them, you can't make him responsible for hauling them off. This is a very, very important Mishnah halacha lemaisa, right? Meaning this is what happens all the time, because most of the Mishnah is when you have let's say a tree that encroaches on someone else's property, and the question is, am I entitled to those branches too, because I want those branches? But here you have the case, and that never happens nowadays. Nowadays, if there's a tree encroaching on my property, it means the squirrels are getting into my property, and the animals, and this, and it's dropping fruits all over my lawn, and it's causing whatever it is that I don't like, or it's getting in the way of this, that, of my sukkah or whatever. But over here it is, I don't want it. I don't want it here. So this Mishnah tells us that you have the right to tell the person whose stuff is encroaching on your property, get it out of here. Misha Kibbalolav, if the guy took the stones and cleaned them up, Amrlo, so the guy who owned the wall said, you know what? Here are the expenses for cleaning up the stones. Let me get my stones back. Ein Shomano, too late. The owner of the garden is allowed to keep those rocks. He's the one that paid to have them cleaned up, and therefore he was kona those rocks. Hasokra sapol laso simo betevnu v'kash. If you hire a worker to gather straw, to gather stubble for you, v'amrlo tainli schari, and he finishes the job and he says, can you please pay me? V'amrlo tol masha sisa b'scharcha. So you say, tell you what, just take whatever you did as your payment. Ein Shomano, we do not listen to him. You have to give him actual money to pay him. Misha kibbel a love, but if he accepted that as a form of payment, v'amlo helich scharcha v'niatol shali, and then the employer says, you know what, let me give you cash, give me back my straw. Ain shomelo, too late, you can't change your mind at that point in time. Hamotzi zevel l'Rosh HaRabim, if a person takes manure out into Rosh HaRabim, Hamotzi motzi, the person takes out the manure, takes it out to the street, v'mezabel mezabel, and whoever is fertilizing his field has to take the manure from the street and fertilize his field with it. Meaning you can't leave it there in a Rosh HaRabim. You're only allowed to put it there if you know that someone is going to come and haul it off. So on the day that they pick up these things, you could bring it out, but you can't just leave it there. Ein shorin tit b'Rosh HaRabim, you're not allowed to soak clay in a Rosh HaRabim to make cement or to make bricks. Vein lovnim levenim. You're not allowed to do brick making in Rosh HaRabim because it's gonna be mazik the bnei Rosh HaRabim. Aval govlin tit b'Rosh HaRabim. But you can do a kneading of the clay in Rosh HaRabim to make cement out of it. Aval lo levenim. But you're not allowed to knead clay in Rosh HaRabim in order to make bricks because it's all a time issue, that the first one doesn't take so much time, and making bricks takes a lot more time. Habona b'Rosh HaRabim, if someone is building next to Rosh HaRabim, and you have to bring some of the rocks into the Rosh HaRabim in order to build your building project, Hamevia v'Namevia, as the person brings the rocks, he can bring them into Rosh HaRabim, v'Bonabona, but right away the builder has to build with them. You can't just leave them out in the Rosh HaRabim. V'im Hizik, and if they cause damage in the very short amount of time that they're there, Mishali Mashi Hizik, you have to pay for the damage that was done. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Af Misakin Hu Es Malachto, L'Fnei Shloshim Yom. You could prepare for whatever construction project you have going on 30 days in advance, meaning they give you that amount of time to be able to use the Rosh HaRabim for a reasonable construction project. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. Shtei ginos zu al gav zu. If you have two gardens, one of them is higher than the other one. So you have like an elevation in between them. Vayarek b'natayim, and there's vegetables growing out of the wall, so to speak, that separates it, meaning the wall of the lower garden or the ground of the upper garden, since the upper one is higher up, so like there's a hill in between them, and there's a very steep hill, let's call it, in between them, and there's vegetables growing out of that extremely steep hill, that totally vertical hill. Rabbi Meir Omer Shel Elyon. Meir says it belongs to the guy in the upper garden because it's growing out of his ground. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shel Tachton. No, it belongs to the guy in the lower garden because it's growing in his airspace. So Rabbi Meir says, Im Yirtzeh Ha'Elyon Nikach HaSavaro, if the guy in the upper garden wanted to take away all of his dirt, Ein Kan Yerek, then there wouldn't be any vegetables. So isn't that a raya that belongs to him? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Im Yirtzeh Ha'Tachton L'malas HaSkinaso, that if the guy in the lower garden wanted to fill in his entire garden and pile it up with dirt, Ein Kan Yerek, there would also be no vegetable. You need his airspace. So Rameir says, okay, good point, but me'achar sheshneihem yuchal limcha zel zeh, since each one can have a taina on the other one and could somehow knock away that vegetable, ro'en me'hechen yarek zechai. We have to look at where the yarek is getting its nourishment from, and that's from the ground of the upper garden, and that's why it belongs to that guy. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, kol she'elyon yachal livshot es yadav litol, he has a third shita, that if the guy in the top garden is able to reach out his hand and reach the vegetable, harei yushalo, then it belongs to him. V'ashar shel tachtom, but if the guy in the upper garden can't reach it from his garden, then it belongs to the guy in the bottom garden. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hay, we learned that if a person has a wall next to his friend's garden and it caves in and he says, get your rocks out of here, and he says, you just keep them. No, you don't just keep them, you have to get them out of there. But if the guy said, oh, fine, I'll keep them, and then you change your mind and you say, you know what, I want them back and I'll pay you for them, the Bal Hagina is allowed to keep them. If you hire a worker to deal with straw and hay, and he has to get paid, and you say, just keep some of the straw, no, you have to pay him cash. If he agrees to keep some of the straw, then you're not allowed to change your mind afterwards and say, I'll tell you what, give me back my straw and I'll pay you cash. If you put manure out in Rosh Hashanah, it can only be there for a short period of time until whoever's using it uses it. You're also not allowed to do things that take a long time in Rosh Hashanah, like soaking cement for brick making and kneading clay for brick making. And if you're doing a construction project that borders on Rosh Hashanah, it has to be done expeditiously so you don't leave building materials out there for too long. Although Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says that there's a 30-day grace period where you're allowed to leave things out there if you're doing a construction project. Mishnah Vav, we said if you have two gardens, one on top of the other, and there's a vegetable growing on the vertical wall in between the gardens, it's Machlokas Tanam. Rameir says the guy in the top garden is entitled to it, Rabbi Yehuda says the guy in the bottom garden is entitled to it, and Rabbi Shimon says it's all about whether the guy in the whatever is growing in an area where the guy in the top garden can reach it, he's allowed to keep, and whatever he's unable to reach, he is not allowed to keep. And that brings us to the end of Maseches Bava Metzia. Next time we'll pick up with Bava Basra Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph.